Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at an article called Lead Scoring with AI, So Your Team Only Calls the Ones Ready to Buy, written by Brett Allegre Wood.
And if you've got a sales team, even a small one, this one's going to sting a bit. Because Brett opens with a question most owners don't want to sit with. Why are your best reps wasting time on the wrong leads?
The honest answer is, most teams pick who to call based on gut feel and whatever came in last. The list gets sorted by date, someone starts at the top, and they work down. That's it.
Which sounds fine until you think about what it actually means. The person who visited your pricing page 3 times this week is sitting somewhere in the middle of that list. And the one who filled in a form at midnight and never replied is right at the top.
Same attention, completely different signals. Brett's seen it in his own businesses. The hot leads go cold while the team's busy being polite to people who were never going to buy.
There's a line in the article that really landed for me. It's not just lost deals, it's morale. A rep who spends all day getting brushed off stops believing the leads are any good, and that shows up on every call.
So that's the problem. The fix is AI lead scoring. It reads everything you know about a lead and gives each one a number that reflects how ready they are to buy.
Walk me through what it's actually reading, because I think people hear AI read signals and picture something very complicated.
It's quite concrete. It looks at behavior, which pages someone viewed, whether they opened your emails, how fast they replied, whether they booked, then canceled. It looks at company size, job title, location, the service they asked about. Then it compares all of that against the patterns of people who actually bought from you before.
So it's not guessing. It's matching against your own history.
Exactly. And that's the key difference from the old-style scoring a lot of CRMs have had for years. The old way, you'd sit down and assign points by hand. Opening an email, 5 points. Visiting the pricing page, 10. Being a director, 15.
And you were just guessing at the weights.
Right. The moment your market shifted, those guesses were wrong. The AI version flips that. Instead of you deciding what matters, it learns what matters from who actually bought. Brett gives a sharp example. Maybe people who reply within an hour close at triple the rate, and job title barely matters at all. You'd never have weighted it that way by hand.
Because that's not what we'd assume. We'd put title near the top.
And the system keeps adjusting. As more leads move through and you mark which one's closed, the patterns update as your business does. The rules don't go stale because they're not really rules.
Okay, here's the concern I'd have as an owner. What about the slow burners? The prospect who takes 3 months to come around. Is the AI just going to bury them?
Brett addresses this directly. Only a badly set up system does that. A sensible setup gives you more than one list. There's the call today group, the ones the signals say are ready now. But there's also a warming up group, leads moving in the right direction who need a nudge, not a hard pitch. So they go into a nurture sequence until they heat up. And they get promoted to the call list the moment they do. Nobody falls through the cracks. Your rep's phone time goes to the ready group, and the slow burners are looked after automatically.
That's the part I think owners miss. It's not replace the reps, it's stop wasting the reps. Brett uses the word augment for this. The AI does the sorting your team can't do at scale. The human judgment still lands where it's worth something. And there are signals it watches that no human could realistically track. A lead who opened your follow-up email 4 times in 2 days. Or the fact that buyers from a certain industry almost always go quiet for a week before they say yes. So chasing them on day 3 actually kills the deal. Those aren't dramatic signals. They're small and scattered, and that's exactly why people miss them. We notice the loud stuff, the prospect who emails, "I'm ready, send me the contract." We miss the steady drip of behavior that, added up, says someone is getting close. So practically, how does someone start without tearing up their whole setup? Brett's advice is start small. Plug it into the CRM you already have, and let it prove itself on a few weeks of real leads before you trust it with everything. The scoring sits on top of what you've already got. You train it on your own history. Who bought, who didn't, what they did along the way. And for the first stretch, you run it alongside how the team already works. Let the AI rank the leads. Let the reps keep using their judgment. Compare the results.
When they see the top score leads actually closing more often, the trust builds on its own. No one has to be told to believe it. One thing to do this week, pull up your last 30 closed deals and look at what those customers had in common before they said yes. Timing, behavior, what they asked about. You might spot the pattern before any software gets involved. And mine, if your team's list is sorted by date, change that today. Even a rough sort by whatever engagement your CRM already captures, opens, page visits, reply speed, is better than a date stamp. The full article is at anaboo.ai. And if you want to see what this would look like on your own numbers, Brett's team offers a free AI audit. They'll look at how your leads flow today and where scoring would save your team the most time. Worth a look, especially if you've got a pipeline full of leads and a team that's stretched thin. We'll see you next time.